Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power of the Lord is here.
Welcome to an Hodge to Hodge podcast. This is the Messenger Edition, and we welcome you and thank you for tuning in. We have co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge, and this is Nurse Carmen. And now we will have a conversation with the Messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in tonight to our conversation. One of the many questions, or one of the most important questions a lot of people like to ask is, why am I here? What is my purpose? Why is it that God has me here? And I come to tell you that God's purpose in creating you, his spiritual offspring, was for God to know himself as God. He had no way to do that than through each and every one of us. Thus, it can be said and has been said many times that God's purpose for you is that you should know yourself as God. This seems so amazingly simple, yet it becomes very complex because there is only one way for you to know yourself as God, and that is for you to first to know yourself not as God. Now try to follow this. Try to keep up because this gets very subtle here. Remember, you always ask this question. So I'm here today to answer it in layman's terms, not theological doctoring or scientific theory. Now, to keep things simple, I'm going to use our mythological model of children of God as a basis for this discussion, because it is the model which we're all familiar with. We all consider ourselves children of God. So I'm going to use that as a model for us to examine and go off of here. And just forgive me for one second, something got in my way here. Wow. Please forgive me, I do apologize.
What's wrong, brother?
No, my screen went blank as my presentation. Oh, wow.
this was an actual meeting, we could all start, what is that, when they start singing songs, and or we could have a testimony service.
go ahead with this.
Sister Purr,
could you give us
songs,
a testimony, Sister Purr?
You know, I'm always ready with the testimony.
All right, give us a testimony,
I've
please.
One for you. So, recently, I was fortunate that, you know, something always happens, and I really do believe that God works through me. I say that all the time, and I believe that He works through me because I am Him, He is me. I mean,
amen.
He's here. I take a lot from Messenger, I really do. And not all that long ago, I have these experiences, and I don't know. I just think because I'm attuned to it, I'm aware, I know it's going to happen. I was asked to speak at a funeral service last weekend, and not to give the eulogy, but to speak about this woman that I knew. Mm. And I procrastinated, as you know that I do. And I wasn't ready, but I knew that I was in good hands. I knew that God would speak for me. I didn't prepare very much. And I had this nice little speech that I was going to give, a spur of the moment, kind of worked on it in the car on the way to Mansfield. And I got up there, and I looked out on all these faces, and I just thought, my friend deserves better. She has earned better from me. And as I opened my mouth, it was like I didn't even have paper in front of me. My God spoke from me to these people. And I really think that with humor and grace and my gift from God, He took over. I took over. And we entertained. We gave people memories. And it was just a great service. And people came up to me and said, thank you. And I kept saying, I said, you know, you're welcome. It was my pleasure. I said all the right things, I think. But really in my heart, I didn't do it. I mean, God worked through me because I worked with Him, with God. I mean, I'm probably not explaining it very well or whatever, but I know that I wasn't in control. I mean, I stood there. I delivered it. But I'm telling you, God did the work. I stood
Amen.
There. And it was, I won't say it was perfect, but it was really good. And the words came out of me with no preparation. And it was just beautiful. It was beautiful.
Mm.
I just think that's testament. When you put your heart in the right place and you believe in God, and you believe that, you know, you're doing it for the right reasons. I don't need anybody to say, hey, good job. I don't need any of that. But it was nice that somebody said it, but I knew it was good because God did it.
Amen. All right.
And I thank God the whole way, that hour and a half ride back. Oh, boy. It was a blessing. It really was a blessing. That family was grateful, and I was very, very humbled. That's for sure.
All right.
All right. Well, so you know, I'll just speed on that a little bit. First of all, we've got, and that was a beautiful testimony. And
one
of the things I've always said is all things work together for the good. Okay. And because I had this prepared for us, I kind of misplaced it for a moment, and that moment was for you to be able to enlighten us, because we've got to see it and understand that He is at work. And I say He, but please understand, the Spirit is at work all the time. And one of
That's
the things
right.
we've
Amen.
Got to do with that beautiful testimony that you just gave, you know how you just kind of threw in there, it wasn't perfect? We've got to take that out of our vocabulary.
I'm good with not perfect. I'm good.
But But see, you're good when not perfect, and that's only because that's what we've been taught, that things aren't perfect. But all things are working together for the good. And because all things are working together for the good, all good and perfect gifts come from God.
Mm-hmm.
And that God is the God within you. So you said God spoke to you, but what you have to realize is that you spoke. You spoke, and it's the God in you. And I understand what you're saying, but what we have to understand, it is you because of who you are. What is the difference between you and God?
Not much.
Nothing at all.
Right.
Nothing at all. Just so that I can show you what I'm talking about, I'm going to get back to what it is that we were talking about when I was talking about how we're going to use the parent model so that we can discuss this. There is only one way that God could have caused all of his spiritual children to know themselves as part of God, and that was to simply tell them. Which God did. But you see, it was not enough for spirit to simply know itself as God or part of God or children of God or inheritance of the kingdom, whatever mythological theory you want to use. As I've already explained, knowing something and experiencing it are two different things. Spirit longs to know itself spiritually. The concept awareness was not enough. So God devised a plan. It was the most extraordinary idea in all the universe and the most spectacular collaboration. I say collaboration because all of us are a part of it. Under the plan, you, as pure spirits, would enter the physical universe that we created, called Earth. That is because physicality is the only way to know experientially what you know conceptually. It is, in fact, the reason that God created the physical cosmos to begin with and the system of relativity which governs it and all creation. Once in the physical universe, all of us, God's spiritual children, could experience what you know of yourself. But first, you had to come to know the opposite. To explain this simplistically, you cannot know yourself as tall until you become aware of short. You cannot experience the part of you, yourself, that you call fat unless you also know thin. Now, taken to ultimate logic, you cannot experience yourself as what you are until you encounter what you are not. This is the purpose of the theory of relativity and all physical life. It is by that which you are not that you yourself are defined. Now, in the case of the ultimate knowing, in the case of knowing yourself as the creator, you cannot experience yourself as creators unless and until you create. And you cannot create yourself until you uncreate yourself. In a sense, you have to first not be in order to be. You follow? All right, now stay with me here. Of course, there is no way for you to not be what you are. You simply are that pure creative spirit. You have been always and always will be. So you did the next best thing. You caused yourself to forget who you really are. Upon entering the physical universe, you relinquish your remembrance of yourself. This allows you to choose to be who you are rather than simply wake up in the castle, so to speak. It is in the act of choosing to be rather than simply being told that you are a part of God that you experience yourself as being a total choice, which is what by definition God is. Yet how can you have a choice about something over which there is no choice? You cannot be God's offspring no matter how hard you try. But you can forget. You can forget you are, have always been, and will always be a divine part of the divine whole, a member of the body. This is why the act of rejoining the whole or returning to God is called remembrance. You actually choose to remember who you really are or to join together with the various parts of you to experience the all of you, which is to say, all of God. Your job on earth, therefore, is not to learn because you already know, but to remember who you are and to remember who everyone else is. That is why a big part of your job is to remind others. That is, to remind them so that they can remember also. All the wonderful spiritual teachers have been doing just that. It is your soul purpose, that is to say, your soul purpose. A little play on words there. Y'all with me?
I'm with you, brother.
All right.
That's cool.
Now, the purpose of our conversation, that's the purpose of these conversations we're having. So now, let's I kind of got kind of hyped up there for a minute because this is really important, especially with what it is that you just said. And you said so many things that was right on the money, but we've got to get out of that mindset of thinking that we are less than what we are because of who we really are. And I say this not in any way whatsoever, Sister T, because that was a beautiful testimony, not in any way to dig on you, but it's so that as this conversation goes, we can better understand. When you got up there and you started speaking, as you said, the words just started flowing, and you knew it wasn't you, but they were coming out of your mouth. So what you did at that time is you allowed the soul to take charge, not the brain, not the mind. Because remember I told you, the mind is only going to talk about stuff that it knows. And the mind only knows whatever it is you've given it the whatever years here on this earth. But the soul goes way back. And I was not there, but if you allow the spirit to use you, for you to take a back seat and let the real you come forward, you spoke on things that touched a lot of people, and you had no idea. You didn't have any idea, but the soul did, because the soul knew the soul. You ever heard, try the spirit, by the spirit?
Amen.
And so this, so when you said, that's why I kind of got a little antsy there when you said, I know it wasn't perfect. It was perfect. It was perfect. It was just what was needed at that specific time. And it wasn't something that you planned. It was something that the soul, remember, the soul is always working for the grandest vision of you. And when you allow the soul to do what the soul do, you cannot go wrong. It is nothing but perfect. I'll give you another good example since I'm using you, because like you said, you always got a word to share. All right. When you, we go right back to that. Remember that occasion with the dinner. Now, it wasn't nothing that you seen as so big and grand, but it was perfect.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as if they was at the Marriott or, you know what I mean, at one of these 5-star hotels or anything like that, but it was perfect. And this is what we've got to start seeing things as because of who we are. You created it, so own it. It's what you wanted to do, and you did it, so own it. and rejoice in it. And to be truthful with you, this also goes for some of the stuff that we want to call bad. Because some of the things that we call bad, we have to understand we created it. So if I set out to do something and I did it, regardless to what people may think of it, I achieved my objective. Not that I'm recommending anybody go out and get drunk. But if you decide I'm going out to have a good time and I'm going to get wasted and you do that, you did what you was what you set out to do. And that's the power that you have. Now, I just use that drunkenness, but just as an example to show us, we've got to understand who we are. We've got to understand that we are part of the body of God. We are spiritual. We are spiritual beings. We like to call ourselves human beings, but we are spiritual beings. And that spirit is the spirit of God. And I can guarantee you, my sister, not only on that occasion, but any occasion that you allow the soul to come forth, you will have the exact same result. And a lot of times when people are, quote unquote, the most frightened, it's when they do some of the greatest work. And that's only because they're so afraid of themselves that they let loose and let whatever happens, happens. When they turn off the mind for a second, because the data that the mind is giving them just don't seem right, and they get to the point where they just don't trust the mind, and then they just turn loose. And then when they turn loose, this is when God in you is able to work. Because remember, God is not going to force its way, because he has given you free choice. So now you have the choice whether to use the spirit, which knows everything, or the mind, which only remembers something, which only knows certain things. There is so much that is right before us that we, because of our upbringing and because of the things in which people have told us, we have a tendency to look at it other than what it should be. Other than what it should be. And if we understand and have the gratitude and understand that whatever it is that you ask for, it's already there. And I'll use you again, because God has given you this testimony for this show, as well as for those folks as well. But it's so that we can understand and see it before our very eyes and understand the words that are being said in this conversation that we're having. It is happening to us, and it's happening to us more often than we can believe, but we're not seeing it. We're not recognizing it. And so what to hear you say, because of this podcast, because of these conversations that we have, it's made you more alert, then, as they've said, our living is not in vain, because this is our job to remind people about their soul purpose. The soul's purpose, as well as our soul purpose. So I just want us, and not just you, and I say us, I want us to better understand just who we are and stop looking at things as not the best or this and that. But when what you did, sister, I wasn't even there, but from hearing your testimony, it was perfect. If it wasn't perfect, people wouldn't have been coming up to you. People wouldn't have been thanking you for those words. It was perfect. We have to understand that perfect doesn't mean behind the pulpit with all the screaming. Perfect doesn't mean in front of a big congregation with the choir behind you and stuff like that. That's not perfect. That's all part of an act. Perfect is when you allow what happened to you to happen. And as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, we spoke about this before our show a couple weeks ago. You were telling me about this, that you were preparing. And like you said, we do a lot of procrastinating. Right. We do a lot of procrastinating. And I said we. Okay. So that's not just you. I'll have to take a stand on that. I'm quite sure I can get an amen. All right.
Amen.
But this is what we do. But this is what we do. But then that still gives God the opportunity. So even our procrastinating can be considered perfect, because all things, even the things that you choose and the things that you don't choose, they're all working together for your good. And we have to be able to see that. So I thank you for sharing that with us. My time is getting short, and I want to give my co-producer a moment or two so that he could speak his truth to us. But I want us to be able to start looking at it from a different perspective, because this is what is called coming into the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, Sister T, you're on your way. And
Amen.
That's a sign of being on your way when you begin to see things that other people aren't seeing.
Mm-hmm.
When you begin to understand things better than what other people are understanding them. That doesn't make you any specialer than anybody else, because, once again, we are all one. It's just making you more alert to what it is that's going on around you, and this is what we all need to do. And when we understand it, then we'll put forth a little bit better, a little bit more effort. We will make that choice,
right,
to do it over and over and over again until it becomes repetitious.
And
so
second nature.
That's right. That's correct. The same way breathing is. Because of who we are part of the body of God. And so because in order for you to understand good, you got to know bad. So is bad really bad? Because bad served the purpose. But I'm going to leave it there. And at this time, what I want to do is I got to give my co-producer time, because I can feel a sermon coming on with him. So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to my co-producer and let him. Thank you so much, sister, for sharing that with us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And as always, we thank you for listening to the podcast, The Messenger, on Hearts to Hearts on Blog Talk Radio. Again, we are going to continue the message. That's not going to stop. Just as I have been inundated with organized religion most of my life, I'm going to continue to put my message out there. I ask that you listen. I don't force anything or try to force anything. I don't try to change your mind. I simply want to, and when I say the podcast, the ministry, simply
Amen.
Trying to get you to understand that there might be another way. And if I can show you a way that makes more sense, I can understand and be a better soldier, you know, can hold that banner higher. And all we're trying to tell people is, for years we've been duped into thinking that you can't have a direct connection with God himself. I will allow you, society, to have that connection with Jesus, but not God. But first you have to believe that. Well, anyway, I'm not going to go through that. But we're here to tell you, if you connect with the Creator, that's all you're ever going to need. And you'll very soon realize you are trying to get to a place that you already occupy.
All right, now.
You're trying to get to a place that you already occupy. So, again, I want to say good night. Thanks for joining the podcast. Hey, telephone, tell a friend. Every Thursday and Sunday night, 9 o'clock, Hodge to Hodge on Blog Talk Radio has a message about the Creator that our very own messenger will share with you. Good night, podcast audience.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.